Random House Audiobooks presents Without Remorse by Tom Clancy. Read for you by David Dukes.
Without Remorse. November. Camille had either been the world's most powerful hurricane or the largest tornado in history. Certainly it had done the job to this oil rig, Kelly thought, donning his tanks for his last dive into the Gulf of Mexico. It would be quite a show, Kelly judged as he rolled backwards off the dive boat. It was eerie underneath, but comfortable, too. The C-4 charges were already in place, wired tight against the steel legs and fused to blow inward. Kelly checked each one. The men behind him ran the Primacord, wrapping it tight around the blocks. Both were local, experienced underwater demolition men, trained almost as well as Kelly. They took their time. When you dealt with explosives, you didn't rush, and you didn't take chances. Colonel Robin Zacharias concentrated on the task at hand. There was an SA-2 site just over the next ridge. In the back seat of his F-105G Thunder Chief was Jack Tate, his bear, an expert in the field of defense suppression. This missile site had cost Robin a major, a captain, two other jocks, and aircraft. A fellow native of Salt Lake City, Al Wallace, friends for years. Damn it. Selecting Rock Eye, he said aloud as he skimmed the F-105 low over the ground. Looking good? Release? Now. Four of the canisters fell free of the fighter's ejector racks, splitting open in midair, scattering thousands of submunitions over the missile site. From 3 miles out, his eyes caught an immense cloud of smoke in the center of the site. That's for Al, he allowed himself to think. He leveled out and picked a likely spot to aggress the area. The red tracers that erupted from the small pass startled him. That wasn't supposed to be there. He jinxed up, and the body of the aircraft passed right through the stream of fire. It shook violently, and in the passage of a second, good changed to evil. Zacharias knew in a fatal instant that his aircraft was doomed. The engine died in flames. The controls were gone. His reaction was automatic, reaching for the ejection handles. And his back was wrenched with more pain than he'd ever known. Fire in the hole, Kelly said. Then he twisted the handle on the detonator. The results were gratifying. The water around the legs turned to foam as the rig's legs were chopped off bottom and top. The fall was surprisingly slow. Then the platform hit and sank below sight. Another job was done.
2 weeks early. I guess you really wanted that bonus, the executive said. Dutch was right about you.
The Admiral is a good guy. He's done a lot for Tish and me.
We flew together for 2 years. Badass fighter, Jock.
What's with that? He said, pointing to the tattoo on Kelly's arm, a red seal, grinning impudently. Something we all did in my unit, Kelly explained as offhandedly as he could.
What unit was that?
Can't say.
I bet it's something to do with how Sonny got out, but
okay. A former naval officer had to respect the rules.
Well, the check will be in your account by the end of the day, Mr. Kelly. I'll radio in so your wife can pick you up.
Tish Kelly was glowing her Me Too look at the women in the stork shop. Not even 3 months along yet, but she wanted to see what the options were. Now it was time to pick John up. She pulled the station wagon into the street, heading south for the oil company's support yard. The traffic lights were in her favor. One changed to green as she approached. The truck driver frowned as the light changed to amber. He was late and running a little too fast. He stepped on the clutch and brake pedals, then gasped. Both pedals went all the way to the floor. The road ahead was clear, and he kept going straight, downshifting to cut speed, and frantically blowing his horn. Oh, God, please, don't. She never saw it coming. Her head never turned.
The station wagon just jumped right through the intersection and disappeared under the hood of the diesel tractor, crushed under the front wheels. The worst part of all was not feeling. Helen was her friend. Helen was dying, and Pam knew she should feel something, but she couldn't. The body was gagged, but that didn't stop the sounds as Billy and Rick and Bert and Henry did what they were doing. Helen was bad. Helen had tried to run away, and they couldn't have that. It had been explained to them all more than once, and was now being explained again in a way, Henry said, that they would be sure to remember. Pam felt where her ribs had once been broken, remembering her lesson. She knew that there was nothing she could do as Helen's eyes fixed on her face. She tried to convey sympathy with her eyes. She didn't dare do more than that. Presently, Helen Waters stopped making noise, and it was over, for now. Now she could close her eyes and wonder when it would be her turn. The crew thought it was pretty funny. They had the American pilot tied up so he could see the guns that had shot him down. They had the other body, too, and they set it right next to him, enjoying the look of sorrow and despair on his face as he looked at his fellow bandit. The intelligence officer from Hanoi was here now, checking the man's name against a list. He must have been something special, the gunners thought, from the way the officer reacted to it and the urgent phone call he'd made. After the prisoner passed out from pain, the officer had swabbed some blood from the dead body and covered the live one's face with it. Then he'd snapped a few photos. The crew was puzzled. It was as though he wanted the live one to look as dead as the body next to him. How very odd. It wasn't the first body he'd had to identify, but Kelly had thought that that aspect of his life was a thing left far behind. A police officer explained that it hadn't been the driver's fault, just one of those things. This Mr. Kelly was a tough one, the officer saw, and all the more vulnerable because of it. His wife, an unborn child, whom he might have protected against any hazard, were dead by an accident. There was nothing else to be done for a man who would have accepted hell rather than this, because he'd seen hell. But there was more than one hell, and he hadn't seen them all quite yet.